Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
My name is Ed Burns from SearchHealthIT.com. I'm here with Michael Nesimo, CEO of IT vendor Dr. Chrono. Thanks for being with us, Michael.
Thank you, Ed.
So your group recently released results from a new survey, the 2012 EMR Impact Report, and it showed that physicians are seeing some pretty significant efficiency gains following EHR implementation. So can you tell me a little bit more about what the survey found and some of the things that jumped out at you?
I think two of the most surprising results to me were that the majority of doctors, in fact, did not care about the meaningful use incentives. Only roughly 22% of doctors had started using an EMR in an effort to gain the incentives as their primary reason for adopting an EMR. And the vast majority of doctors, nearly 75%, have seen large efficiency gains by using an EMR, specifically the Dr. Chrono iPad EMR. And on average, we broke down the time savings reported by physicians by specialty, and the average across all physicians was over 61.7 minutes a day. So that's roughly 10% more face time a day that they'll be able to have treating their patients and, you know, generating more revenue, increasing their practice efficiency. So we were really surprised and delighted by these results. I think it was really interesting to see that doctors are adopting EMRs, not necessarily because of meaningful use pressure. That's definitely not the main reason. But in fact, they're actually able to see more patients, be more efficient, spend less time processing paperwork and back office billing chores, and actually infecting more patients every day.
Was there any correlation between how long a practice had been using an EHR and their perception of its value? And I ask because we hear often about how productivity can sort of dip immediately after an EHR system is implemented, but then starts to steadily go back up in the following months. So I would think that more long-term users would be most likely to report efficiency gains and productivity increases than more recent adopters. Is that something that you saw?
That's a really good question. From my own qualitative experience, helping to set up doctors and working with our developers and account managers and sales team to help doctors set up practices, there's definitely a training period when the doctor and their staff in a private practice begin using an EMR and a new practice management system. And in fact, the majority of doctors I've worked with have transitioned from maybe some older computerized practice management and billing software that ran locally on their PC and paper-based medical records. That's definitely the median and mean case I've seen when dealing with doctors. And there's definitely a transition moving to the EMR for the doctors, the staff, and their patients. So there's definitely a learning curve. Looking at the survey results themselves, however, the majority of the doctors, about a full third, had been using the EMR for less than 6 months. And from my own experience working with doctors, we didn't ask this question specifically in the survey, but I could tell you from my own judgment and all the doctors I've spoken with, there's usually several days to several weeks of a transition as the doctor starts using it. And I think for the doctor, the changeover is immediate. The doctor, in our case, will have our iPad, Dr. Chrono iPad EHR app. They'll start using it instead of having a paper clipboard or the thick manila folder with all the patient's data. They'll start sending electronic prescriptions and ordering their lab results, you know, through the iPad and getting results and doing their documentation and billing from there. So the doctor and the patient, they're treating see it immediately. And actually, touching back on the time savings, the group that we saw had the largest time savings, the specific specialty with pediatricians. And kind of from my own experience and also looking at a lot of the notes on the surveys, I could tell you that it really makes sense to me because pediatricians have very young, the parents of their young child patients are just at the right age. They're right on the cusp of technology adoption. So they are the ones who are most likely to log in to, you know, our onpatient.com patient portal before their visit and fill out their paperwork and put all of the data in online. So when they show up for the visit, they've kind of done their homework.
So one of the things that surprised me most about the results you already mentioned is that not too many of the respondents seem to be very motivated by the meaningful use incentives. only about 23% that this said that this was their main reason for adopting. And so I'm just wondering, with so much at stake between the bonus payments on the table now and the penalties that could start up in a couple of years, why do you think meaningful use was not such a major motivating factor for physicians?
I think it definitely comes into the mix. However, from talking to doctors, to give you, you know, one quote from a doctor I spoke with, he's like, great, $44,000 in a Medicare incentive sounds really great. And to an average consumer, that sounds like a huge amount for adopting a software system. But for the doctor and their workflow and their interactions with their patients, I mean, the practice is their main business and livelihood. So if, in their mind, the risk of adopting a new EMR system, you know, they're moving from paper, which is very easy to understand, even though it's inefficient and not very good, it's very easy to understand. Moving to a computerized system where, you know, all of your you input all of your records on an iPad and everything is stored in the cloud for you and backed up is just a huge unknown. And they have a huge fear that say, hey, what if this has a dramatic impact on how many patients I could see in a negative way? And all of a sudden I'm seeing half as many patients as I was previously. That would chop my income in half. So to them, that's several hundred thousand dollars to several millions of dollars on the line every year versus a $14,000 incentive. So their fear of the unknown dwarfs any of the incentives. I think the incentives and the later penalties that are coming has forced the doctors, it's definitely putting it at the forefront of their mind and just kind of the direction the wind is blowing and how things are going. But I think the incentives alone are definitely not enough to get doctors to switch. And I think what in fact is like causing such huge upswing is, you know, not to pat ourselves on the back, but it's just vendors really stepping up and offering better systems.
And I also found it pretty surprising that only about 39% of the respondents said that they were concerned about the move away from fee-for-service payment models. The adoption of value-based purchasing models seems like a very major transition for the healthcare system. So I was wondering if you had any thoughts on why physicians appear to be handling that transition so well.
Well, I think that's an interesting question. I would interpret the question as the doctors really, by and large, especially in small private practices, really any transition away from fee-for-service, which is not certain, they haven't been affected by it. I mean, aside from adopting EMRs and moving to newer technology, I think it paves the way for new models that doctors are intrigued by. And just talking to doctors day-to-day and helping them with their medical billing and kind of dealing with the overhead and really just the bureaucracy of it all, I would say doctors, you know, probably deep down feel there's better models out there and they're open to trying them. So I think it hasn't struck doctors as much as meaningful use has because meaningful use is more immediate and they can start using EMRs like Dr. Crono right away. They can just download our app and start using it. So there's a more immediacy there and any future policy changes are kind of more on the horizon for them.
And so at the beginning of the report, it sort of acknowledges that there's been a decent amount of dissatisfaction with EHRs voiced in recent months, but the survey results seem to point to a different conclusion, and that's that EHRs can support efficiency gains. But so why do you think that we're hearing so much about problems that might come from EHR implementations when, at least according to the survey results, it seems that physicians are pretty satisfied with the efficiency improvements that they can gain from these systems?
That's a really good question. Again, we were looking at small private practice doctors who were using Dr. Crono, their primary tool. And one huge divide I would place from a lot of the surveys I've read is there's a huge gap between small private practices, and that's what Dr. Crono exclusively goes after, 1 to 20 doctor physician practices, versus kind of legacy hospital systems. And these legacy hospital systems that most hospitals have adopted are they're really kind of like dinosaurs. Like literally, they're huge software systems that are really built on 30-year-old technology that have just been around forever and have had very little adoption and have really benefited not at all. They've got zero benefit from this mobile revolution of iPads and iPhones. But I think what will happen and what I believe is the future for Dr. Crono and the entire space is that the real change, the real evolution in healthcare software will happen at these private practices. It's a very grassroots type of change. We could go to a 5-doctor practice and get them set up with Dr. Crono within a week. A hospital, their typical EMR installation and training and adoption costs, you know, in the tens of millions of dollars, takes 6 months to several years, and it's kind of a nightmare. And you're not going to get a lot of dynamic new ideas like having, you know, sending your patient home with an iPod touch and a blood pressure monitor to monitor them remotely. Like, you're not going to have any of that in a hospital because, you know, frankly, they're just too big to change very quickly and try out new ideas. But a small, you know, five doctor practice is really open to trying new things. They will try our system in a day, see benefit from it, and invest in it. A hospital, it's just a 6 month to a year long procurement cycle. And, you know, just from that, just thinking logically, the small, very agile doctor is going to choose a product that's very, that's agile and will keep changing. So to touch back on your point about the survey, I think a lot of the largest issues are coming with these legacy vendors that their tech is just 30 years old. They're just, you know, they're using the same technology and programming and architecture that they used 20 to 30 years ago. And it's just technology has come exponentially far from then. If you're able to deliver healthcare and able to facilitate the communication between healthcare providers and patients on these mobile devices, I really think that's the future. That's what we're building towards. And we're already seeing great results that the doctors and patients are able to save time and money right now. And I think that's only going to keep increasing as we keep developing our products and keep learning how we can save time using mobile devices instead of like legacy models, such as going into a hospital, rolling up there and installing 20 servers for $20 million. That's a model that just will not be around 10 or 15 years from now.
Well, thanks for taking the time to speak with us, Michael. It's been a real pleasure.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.